Is the plague at all a threat in the modern day?
No.
The Wire.
In December of 2023, the government passed legislation to fully reinstate 90-day trials for employers, which was campaigned for by both National and ACT in the lead-up to the election. The policy means that employees can be dismissed within 90 days of starting work without providing a reason. Migrant workers are proving to be disproportionately affected by reforms in the employment sector. Just in the past week, a group of 10 migrant workers previously employed by SEAL Security have been made redundant months into their three-year employment agreement after paying up to $70,000 to secure employment in Aotearoa. Air 2, one of the largest worker advocacy groups and unions in the country, has expressed serious concern about what new policies in the employment sector will mean for these workers. I spoke to Director at Air 2, Georgie Dancy, about what 90-day trials and the repeal of fair pay agreements will mean for our most vulnerable migrant workers. Could you explain the situation of the group of migrant workers that have been made redundant under SEAL Security?
Yeah, so my understanding is that they came over on a visa with the promise of work, and I think it was a great prospect for them to come into work in this country. Unfortunately, not too far into the job, they were made redundant from the job with very little reasoning coming from the employer as to that, and they were left feeling confused. They're new to the country, their English is a second language, so there was some language barriers there, and left without work in New Zealand.
Does this sort of thing occur rather regularly for our migrant workers in Aotearoa at the moment?
Yeah, I think it's always occurred for our workers that are sitting on the fringe. So it's our most vulnerable workers, they're our migrant workers, they're our workers in transient work or workers on short-term employment agreements, our contractors, all of our low-paid workers, all of them are in a very vulnerable position when it comes to work and employers. I mean, some employers are obviously great, but often it's these workers that are kind of at the mercy of employers, and employers make decisions that are not necessarily great for the workers.
What sort of impact will the reinstatement of the 90-day trial period for employers have on our workers, and how could migrant workers be disproportionately affected by this?
Yeah, huge. And huge because, like I said, they're sitting on the fringes and they're our most vulnerable workers. With the extension of the 90 days, it means that any employer can initiate the 90-day trial period for any employee when they start work. So for our migrant workers, say, for example, the ones that we recently have seen in the security sector, as they come to New Zealand with a promise of work and continued employment and a continued income. And if that can be cut short and no apparent reason given, it puts them in a really vulnerable position as far as trying to find new work, continue to pay for the necessities they need when they don't have an income coming in.
And what sort of impact will we see from the repeal of the fair pay agreements?
So it's just these workers, these vulnerable workers that I've been talking about, the migrant workers, the low-paid workers, they are the ones that the fair pay agreements were set up to protect. If workers are in a situation where they have strong collective agreements or collective bargaining, employment agreements, they're not going to be affected as much by fair pay agreements. It's our security sector, our cleaning sector, who don't have strong employment agreements, who the fair pay agreements mean there's a bottom line of where expectations for employers for pay and conditions. By taking that away, it essentially means we're back to a race to the bottom in these sectors. So employers are paying their workers at the minimum wage, the conditions of work are not as good, which means that we don't have a standard for employers as they enter and remain in the workforce. I think another example that I'll just link to here is the recent decision that this government has made on the minimum wage. A small increase to the minimum wage that is not in line with CPI. Again, this is affecting our most vulnerable workers, our migrant workers. And what it means essentially is that those getting the minimum wage are actually getting a pay cut because it's more expensive for them to pay for the things they need, but their pay, the pay that they're getting on minimum wage is not increasing at the same level. So what I see over, and again, we've seen from this government, is not addressing the cost of living for our lower paid workers. When Mr. Luxon first came into government, he said he would address the cost of living crisis, but not increasing the minimum wage to a level of CPI is directly not going to address the cost of living crisis that we're dealing with.
Can migrant workers currently rely on any sort of support from the government?
Not that I'm aware of. They're all subject to the employment rights within New Zealand, and as we can see that they are things that we've discussed today, like the fair pay agreements and the minimum wage, are not going to advantage them.
So what sort of role will unions such as Etu need to play in providing this support moving forward?
Yeah, we continue on our mahi that we've done for many, many years. You know, we have some... We still do our collective bargaining. It's absolutely devastating that fair pay agreements have been repealed under urgency and there was no opportunity for submissions. But we continue to support our workers through our collective bargaining processes. We still have our equal pay processes, which we continue to work towards. And the other one is the living wage. So there's a lot of work that our union and other unions have done campaigning for the living wage. That's of course under risk in this government, but some of the work that we need to do now is to push the government to make sure that more and more people are being paid, and businesses, to make sure more and more people are being paid the living wage.
That was Director at Etu, Georgie Dancy, speaking to me about her concerns with how migrant workers may be disproportionately affected by changes to employment law, such as scrapping fair pay agreements and reinstating 90-day trials.